The following press coverage of the assault on Fort Wagner appeared in the August 3, 1863 issue of the New York Daily Tribune. It will be remembered the 54th held the right of the storming column, led by General Strong, commanding the 1st Brigade. The regiment went into action 650 strong and came out with a loss of 280 privates and officers, being over one-third of the whole number. Among the officers, the proportion is much larger. Of 23 who went into action, but 8 came out uninjured. The regiment marched up in column by wings. The 1st was under command of Colonel Shaw in person, the 2nd under Major Halliwell. When about 1,000 yards from the fort, the enemy opened upon them with shot, shell, and canister, which kept flying through their ranks incessantly and wounding many of their best officers. But still they pressed on through this storm of shot and shell, and faltered not, but cheered and shouted as they advanced. When about 100 yards from the fort, the rebel musketry opened with such terrible effect that for an instant the 1st Battalion hesitated, but only for an instant, for Colonel Shaw, springing to the front and waving his sword, shouted, "Forward, my brave boys!" And with another cheer and a shout, they rushed through the ditch, gained the parapet on the right, and were soon engaged in a hand-to-hand conflict with the enemy. Colonel Shaw was one of the first to scale the walls. He stood erect to urge forward his men, and while shouting for them to press on, was shot dead and fell into the fort. His body was found with 20 of his men lying dead around him, 2 lying on his own body. In the morning, they were all buried together in the same pit. The 1st Battalion, after losing nearly all their officers, were compelled to fall back, and the 2nd came forward and took its place and held the position until it too lost all its officers, Major Halliwell falling severely wounded. Captain Appleton then attempted to rally all that was left of both battalions, but was compelled to give way. Sergeant Major Lewis H. Douglas, a son of Frederick Douglas, by both white and Negro troops, is said to have displayed great courage and calmness, was one of the first to mount the parapet, and with his powerful voice shouted, "Come on, boys, and fight for God and Governor Andrew," and with this battle cry led them into the fort. But above all, the color bearer deserves more than a passing notice. Sergeant John Wall of Company G carried the flag in the 1st Battalion, and when near the fort he fell into a deep ditch and called upon his guard to help him out. They could not stop for that, but Sergeant William H. Kearney of Company C caught the colors, carried them forward, and was the first man to plant the Stars and Stripes upon Fort Wagner. As he saw the men falling back, himself severely wounded in the breast, he brought the colors off, creeping on his knees, pressing his wound with one hand, and with the other holding up the emblem of freedom. The moment he was seen crawling into the hospital with the flag still in his possession, his wounded companions, both black and white, rose from the straw upon which they were lying and cheered him until, exhausted, they could shout no longer. In response to this reception, the brave and wounded standard-bearer said, "Boys, I but did my duty. The dear old flag never touched the ground." After the main body of the regiment had been killed, wounded, or driven back, Captain Emilio, together with Lieutenants Green, Dexter, and Tucker, rallied 100 men and held a position near the fort until 1 o'clock in the morning, when they were relieved by the 10th Connecticut, by order of General Stimson. But even then, they did not retire to the rear, but remained in the front and brought off a great number of wounded, who would otherwise have fallen into the hands of the enemy. The Ironsides and Monitors are still over the bar and lying abreast Fort Wagner. Shots are fired at intervals of half an hour every day, but beyond throwing clouds of sand into the air, but little damage is done to this formidable earthwork. The ironclad fleet is slowly increasing. We shall soon outnumber the original one with which DuPont attacked Sumter. Admiral Dahlgren seems inclined to pursue a more cautious policy than his predecessors. But whether he will gain anything by it, time alone will determine.